quote. However, taking refuge but then not observing the refuge precepts is of very little benefit. Therefore, be always mindful of the precepts. Having taken refuge in the Buddha, no longer rely upon worldly gods. If you have taken refuge in the Dharma, never again harm a fellow sentient being, and never show disrespect toward the holy scriptures. And finally, refuge in the Sangha means that you should no longer waste your time with false teachers. End of quote. Once one has taken refuge in the three jewels, one should try to integrate the refuge precepts. The precept to be practiced is the advice to regard all images of the enlightened ones as being actual manifestations of the beings they represent, and not to regard them as being superior or inferior on the basis of artistic value. All sacred images should be honored as being Buddhas themselves. Then the image serves the intended purpose. The conduct to be avoided once refuge in Dharma has been taken is the harming of sentient beings. The precept to be practiced is to regard all scriptures as being embodiments of the Dharma and to treat them with an according respect. The activity to be avoided by anyone holding refuge in the Sangha is spending too much time with people who teach or follow wrong paths. The precept to be practiced here is to regard all beings who wear the monastic robes as embodiments of the Sangha itself. The precept of avoiding spending an excessive amount of time with teachers who expound paths contradictory to Buddhist tenets must be applied with wisdom and tolerance. The point is only to avoid creating unnecessary instability in one's practice. We should respect all other religions and their teachers. But if the teacher is speaking in ways that will disrupt our practice, it will create problems in our path to attainment. The Sangha precept to avoid teachers of wrong paths is not intended in any way to create sectarian attitudes. The aim is to maintain a solid, concentrated, well-directed practice.